Tweede art. Tweede art. Truma, page 160, first column. Today's class is sponsored by Avram Aradian in honor of Moshe Rabbeinu and his father, Tzvanya Ben Tzipora. Okay. The Alter Rebbe is in the middle of explaining that how do you bring down that level of Elokus into the world, the infinite level of Elokus. He's explaining in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was through the Kruvim and everything. After the Beis HaMikdash, it's through learning Torah. So learning Torah is the way we bring it down. And then he says, what happens to business people? So he says, am tzacha b'chutz, even they transform the world by doing business the way Torah wants them to do and for the purpose Torah wants them to do. So therefore, even they can find Hashem b'chutz in the outside level. And he says that through davening and learning, that the learning every the morning and evening, learning Torah, that's what they do. And then he said, the last thing he started saying, that, we'll start, like probably 15 lines from the bottom of the page, a first column, 160. And then the pasuk says, we learned this a few lines already. I will give you from the good smelling wine. The pasuk continues. What does that mean? In a yayin misamach alukim, wine makes people Hashem happy. Yayin ubchinas yena shel teira. And wine refers to what aspect of teira? The secrets of teira, which is the level of bina. Ubchinas teira shabal peh. The oral teira, which is misamach alukim. Okay. Now we started learning this yesterday. The pasuk says that Yayin is Misamach Elokim. Okay, Vanoshim. But now, what does it mean that wine makes Hashem happy? I mean, it's not shy to say by Hashem happy or not happy. And secondly, why up is the name of Elokim? Okay, so the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the union of wine is a level of Bina. Bina is understanding. When you understand something, that thing that you're trying to learn is revealed to you. You got it. It's revealed. Chochmah is still concealed. You know, you get the spark, the flash of an idea. It's not necessarily revealed to you. And he says what happens. But what does it mean? Mesamech Elokim. Hainu ki Elokim or midas at tzimtzum. Elokim is the attribute of tzimtzum. Lies hel and vehester. Aidei shemam shom b'chinas bina, which is the level of simcha. And by bringing bina, which is wine, by bringing the level of wine into the level of Elokim, you cause Gilui Ahelim, the revelation of what's concealed, Shula Yastiv Yam, that it shouldn't conceal. Elokim by nature means concealment. When you make Elokim, now when a person is happy, it's visible his happiness. That you see a person acts differently, they act, they're happy. So what does it mean, Mitzamach Elokim? That the level of tzimtzum, concealment of Elokus, becomes revealed through the level of Torah Shebaal Peh, through Bina, through Torah, and that reveals Elokus.
Why not take marijuana?
Why not what?
Take marijuana. If the happiness is why can't we achieve that level by taking drugs or marijuana?
Because drugs are against Torah. You can't be happy. If somebody is happy by going to a nightclub or doing everything forbidden, that's not happiness. Happiness is something internal that reflects the revelation of what the neshama should be. There's a difference between emptiness and happy. Having a good time doesn't mean you're happy. Because the second that thing's over, you're miserable again.
The wine does the same thing.
Yeah, but yayin is kedusha, and drugs are against halacha. Let's hope. V'zeh shakim miyach yayin or keach. What does it mean, yayin or keach? Hayne sheyesh b'reich hateif. It has a good smell. That's what the word reich means. It's a good smell. Ki areich shoshim mimak. This we're up to. Because smell comes in the place mimakim gavaya, which is the level of makiv, the encompassing level. Which is even higher than food. Meaning like this. The Gemara says that smell revives the neshama. Meshivas and Nefesh. Therefore, God forbid somebody faints, you give him something to smell. But smell is not something that it's internalized. You don't feel it. I mean, that doesn't last. In Halacha, it says, Rabbi brings down the Kutsinyar Shatar Chassidus, the Halacha, that you don't make an after bracha on smell. You make a bracha before you smell. Why don't you make an after bracha on smell just so you can make an after bracha on food? It's the same pleasure. So he said, not the same pleasure. Because the Magen Avraham writes, because smell doesn't last. After you smell it, it's gone. It doesn't affect you internally. It could just affect you externally in a level of makif. It doesn't feed you like food. And he said, Shamazin uluguf. Mazin, food, is on the body. Like it says, when you eat food, there's an everlasting effect on your body. It's called weight. The Gemara says, Reach is something that the neshama enjoys. Because it's not directly to the body. It doesn't change the body. It doesn't affect the body directly, only indirectly. It's the tremendous pleasure. It doesn't come into Kalim. And that explains, by the way, why by karbonis, again, the Torah uses physical terminology for something that an Hashem absolutely doesn't make sense. By korban is the whole reich nicheyach Hashem. Reich nicheyach. It's a good smell to Hashem. A good smell to Hashem. The good smell to Hashem. Yeah. Think about it. The most disgusting thing is when feathers burn. So what do you mean reich nicheyach Hashem? It's a good smell for Hashem. What does it mean a good smell for Hashem? So the Gemara says Rashi quotes it in Chumash. Shamarti v'nasir etzeini. It's that I told you to do it and you listened to me. That's the good smell. Yeah. But what does that mean? Why does the Torah use English? It doesn't say, oh, Hashem got full from it, or Hashem, you know. The Torah uses the terminology smell, because smell is a higher level than food. Food is pneumius. Food is internal. It comes into each organ through digestive system. Each organ gets the amount of blood, which is caused by the food, based on that level of the organ. But smell is a much higher level. It's tainug.
Also, the memory of smell remains for decades.
The what?
Something, you remember, decades later, if that distinct smell you smell, you remember exactly where you had it.
The 160. No, 160. We're not big words. Rizelius and Maris Kree. 1 minute. And so he said like this. Now that Rebbe is explaining, we said there's bringing down a locus and rules through Taito, and business people do it through business. Yeah? So he says, now we can understand the yisin milus kvis itim latera shibali esik. Now we can understand. Now the Rebbe says like this. He was saying before that a businessman does the business properly for the right purposes, you know, to raise pay tuition basically. And then he says when the bal esik learns teira, even though it's much less teira in quantity than a yeshiva boy. But he says qualitatively it's much greater. Why? The business person who tears himself away from business to go learn is much more breaking evil than a yeshiva bacher. He's not taking himself away from anything. Not that, well, maybe from sleeping, but he's not taking himself away from parnasa or those things. That it's much harder for a bal esik to go learn than it is for a yeshiva olim. Okay, Nikra Asik Tirosim Yainer Akech, Sharechu Dafka Midova Chorevikiyor. Because smell affects when it's a sharp smell. The Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, if a guy, God forbid, faints, you don't give him something sweet to smell. It's not going to do anything. You give him something sharp, okay, to smell. That is what revives him. So the Alter Rebbe says like this, not only, okay. The yeshiva yolim, yeshiva boys, people that sit and learn a whole day, their avayda is teira brings down a locus into the world. Bal esik through business, and he says even the more so through the learning of a business person is even greater than the learning of a yeshiva yolim. Shayayin ze'im a yeshiva mashke. Shubachin is penimitz. And the Alter Rebbe says that's the uniqueness of wine that has a good smell. Wine that has a good smell is both things. It's internalized, it's a food, a drink, and you have the smell. So you have both levels, Pnimi and Makif. He says, what happens if somebody taki can't learn, which by the way today doesn't exist because you have everything in any language and anything that you want. But years ago, it was a guy that was ignorant, couldn't read alibis, couldn't learn because it was impossible.
Two clicks,
you were
connected.
Yeah, one click. A person who can't learn at all. Look very item latero. Nemer gamkim asis remaini. Meaning, what does that mean? Like the Gemara says, and the pasuk kepela harim in rakosim. Shafilu reikonim shebach malei mitzvahs kerimim. There's a pasuk that likens the Jews to even the wicked people to a pomegranate, and the Gemara says that peisha yisrael. It's a very sharp expression of the Gemara. Peisha yisrael. The Jewish rebels, Peshia is not stam a sinner. Peshia means you're negligently sinning. That means you know it's wrong, you do it anyway. So he says, the Gemara says, Peshia Yisrael, Malaya mitzvahs kerimin, are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. Meaning, ein pirish Peshia meridim chasus sholim, it doesn't mean mamish sinners, it means they don't have teda. But they're full of mitzvahs and derech eretz. I told this story, it's such a rich story. Baila Shaid, I think it was, came to the Rebbe and he said to the Rebbe, I don't understand this Gemara. The Gemara says sinners are full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate. So he says, if they're sinners, I asked the Rebbe, if they're sinners, how can they be full of mitzvahs? So the Rebbe said to him, you know, I also don't understand the Gemara. But what I don't understand is they're full of mitzvahs, why are they called sinners? This is not stamavart, you know, cute.
It can be full of mitzvah.
This is not cute. This is the essence of what the Rebbe stood for, you know. This guy comes along and says, if they're sinners, how can they be full of mitzvahs? The Rebbe says, they're full of mitzvahs. How can they be sinners? It's a whole different approach. So he says, our mitzvahs, me'edim, gam kein. So even if they can't learn Torah, so me'edim mitzvahs mean they can't learn, but they're full of mitzvahs. Meaning, it awakens the pleasure from above, like it says, mitzvahs. The Zohar brings down the story. The Alter Rebbe quotes in Tanya also the Yanuka. There was this Yanuka in the Zohar, this young kid. They said the Rebbe Amnuna Sava, but the Yanuka of the Zohar once met to some people walking, some great people walking in the street, and he said to them, from the smell of your garment, I could tell you didn't read Shema yet.
Wow.
The kid said to them, the kid said what he says over here, Merecha de Levushaychu, now the Rebbe doesn't quote, from the smell of your garment, I could tell you didn't read Shema. So, what does that mean? Like, what's the connection? So we know, Torah learning, you digest internally. Right, you understand it. That's the food. Mitzvahs are matlevushim, garments. So he said, looking at you, I could tell you didn't read the Shema yet. So therefore, he says like this: mitzvahs are not only garments; it's the reyach of the levushim. And he says, ki noat chilas mesefer lachen nikra asis remain shu gam ki meishiv es nefesh, which also revives the soul. In the me'il of the Kohen Gadol, one of the long robes, they hung pomegranates at the end. Pamin v'rimin, pamin v'rimin. He says, me'il is a mil tzedakah, whatever. So the Alter Rebbe thinks, okay, we finished the maimer, but now we'll start the beard. So the Alter Rebbe says like this. Bottom line of the maimer is, and it's very interesting, the Alter Rebbe is speaking very strongly about business people. That they bring down Alukus in the world, in a certain respect, more than the Yeshiva Yolim. Because Yeshiva Yolim don't have to break evil to go learn. They're not taking away from business, they're not taking away from anything. These people have to take away from business, so they're learning, and plus the observance of mitzvahs, which is much more by them than it is by Yeshiva Yolim, at least in the olden times. To be in the time of the Gemara, the guys that learned all day, they didn't do mitzvahs too much. It wasn't the emphasis. So the mitzvahs are even higher because they're in Gashmi, so it comes from a higher level. Anyway, okay, so let's be on now, second column. The explanation, everything we just said, he says in Iksiv HaMech Kulam Tzadikim. It says in the Pasuk that all your entire nation are Tzadikim. Hine Yosef Nikr Tzadik Elyein Umbinyan Nikr Tzadik Tachtu. In Kabbalah it says like this, Yosef HaTzadik, Yosef is the higher level of Tzadik, and Binyamin is the lower level of Tzadik. That's what it says in Kabbalah. V'yesh neshama shem b'chinas Yosef. There are certain neshamas that are coming, so to speak, the level of Yosef, and there are the yesh b'chinas Binyamin. And there are certain neshamas that are the level of Binyamin, meaning there's higher neshamas and lower neshamas. Therefore, it says everybody's a tzaddik. The question is, Yosef tzaddik or Binyamin tzaddik? But everybody's a level of a tzaddik. Now, Dr. Rebbe says like this: what is the difference between higher tzaddik and lower tzaddik? So, a higher tzaddik, mekasher atzilus bebriya, is what connects the level of bria to yitzira. Like it says, Kichel b'shamayim of ha'aretz, we say in davening, and Targum over there says the ochid b'shamay va'ari, he unites heaven and earth. Meaning like this, in davening we say Hashem agdula v'agvura v'ateferes v'anetzach v'yahid, okay, which is the gdula's chesed. So gdula gvura teferes netzach. Then you have kichel b'shamayim of ha'aretz, okay, kichel. The Alter Rebbe is explaining over here all of Chassidus is the level of Yesod, Kichel Bashamayim Va'aretz, because the level of Yesod is what connects heaven and earth, Atzilus and Bria. And then the next pasuk goes Chashem Amamlocha. Then it goes into Malchus. So you learn that phrase is all seven spheres. But Kirl is Tzadik, Tzadik Yesod Elam, Tzadik Yesod Elam, Tzadik is the level of Yesod. What is the level of a tzaddik? Yosef's level of a tzaddik is what connects Shemayim Ba'aret, Brian, Atilus, and Brian.
That is called tzaddik?
Huh?
That is called tzaddik?
Because that's what it says in Kabbalah. Kirl is the level of everything that connects heaven and earth. And it says, Kichol Bashmai, okay, Kine Yaakov Nikobriach Tichin Amavriach Minakotza Lakotza. Yaakov Avinu is the level of the Bria Chatich in the middle pole that can, goes from one end of the Mishkan to the next. Finally, some Shoch from Eretz Yisrael. Somebody's calling. Avram Tzchai is calling in. Finally, some Shoch from Eretz Yisrael from Mokad the Bia, which is the level of Dibur Elyon. Sham Shoch is why the Yaakov Shuklolus Midas Elyonus. Okay, so he says, what's the level of Yaakov Avinu? Look, we know Avram Avinu was the top pole that held the Mishkan together. Yitzchok was the bottom one. Yaakov is the one that went through the boards, turned miraculously. So Yaakov Avinu is Titin Emes L'Yaakov. The level of Emes connects everything together. Because what is Emes? Emes goes from the beginning through the middle to the end.
Yes.
What did that middle pole connect every single part of the Mishkan? Right? Therefore, what's the level of Emes? We learned many times. Emes is Aleph, Mem, Sof. Aleph is the first letter of the Aleph base. Mem is the middle letter of the Aleph base. And Sof is the last letter of the Aleph base. So it says in Sfarim, why is Emes called Emes? A lot of reasons. But why is Emes called Emes? Because it goes from the beginning through the middle to the end. That's real truth. That means it's always true. It's not sometimes true, beginning is true, then the end is not true, and the middle is true. Emes is straight from beginning to end. It says in Sfarim, just while we're off topic anyway. The word Emes is Aleph Mem Sof. Okay? If you take away the Aleph, which is Hashem, then you have the word Mace, dead. In order for, you need to have Aleph at the beginning, then the mace, the dead, becomes Emes. And we learned that, also we mentioned many times, that the word Emes numerically equals 441. Aleph Mem Sof is 142, 400 is 441. 4, 4, and 1 equals 9. Okay? Like it's brought down, there's a mathematical word for it. But Tate, it says the only emes in number is 9. There's an expression, Rabag in Tanakh says, Ha emes maskim la'atzmei mikol tzad. Truth agrees to itself in every angle. That means truth, wherever you look at it, it's true. Otherwise it's not a real emes. The only real number, the true number in math, is 9. Because any multiple of 9 equals 9. 2 times 9 is 18, 1 and 8 is 9. 27, 36, 45, 54, 63. Any multiple of 9 equals 9. Huh? You didn't know that, huh?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so you live and learn. Okay, so he says... Midas
Emes. Is that Yosef or
no, Yaakov.
More than all, more
than both of them. Yaakov.
Huh?
Yaakov. Yeah, but we're not done yet. So he says like this. Yaakov is a level that goes from the beginning of the Midas to the end of the Midas that's connecting everything. Now, from Midas comes sustenance. Like, for instance, when you love somebody, you'll speak, you'll think, you'll do. Midas revealed the person. But it says, Ach Ela told us, Yaakov Ubchinus Yasef, which is to say, this Kasha Shalom Ashpil Makabal, which is the level of Tzadik Elyin. You know, he says like this. The Pasuk says, at the beginning of Ayeshev, Ela told us, Yaakov Yasef. So simply read, Ela told us, Yaakov, stop. Yasef ben Shva Esrei Shana. Yasef was 17 years old, and with the whole dream story. But Chassidus says, Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. That means who is the real offshoot of Yaakov is real the level of Yosef. That means what Yaakov does in a greater level of Emes that connects everything together, that's the level of Yosef. Yosef is the offshoot of Yaakov. So what does Yosef do? Kichel b'shamayim uva'aretz, he combines, like Yaakov. What does the Brich HaTichon do? The middle pole connects begin everything together, beginning and end. That's what Yosef does. Kichel b'shamayim v'aretz Yosef HaTzadik. That's why he's called Yosef HaTzadik more than anybody else, because he's the level of Tzadik Yosef Elam. Tzadik is the level of Yosef, and that's the level of Yaakov and Yosef. But he says, Ach kedei she'am mekabel kelet ha'sashbom. But in order for the Talmud, for that level of Yosef to come down, then you need Binyamin. Meaning, Tzergam, Lerchli is Gam, Kim Bechinis is Kashis, which is an Aved, as Hashem is the level of Mesidus Nefesh, Binyamin, Tzadik Tachman, which is Binyamin, the lower level of Tzadik, Shemekashe Bria Batzilis Mumata Lamaila. In other words, like this, Yosef, Tzadik Elyin, connects Atzilis with Bria. Mumaila Lamata. Atzilis, coming down into Bria. Binyamin is Tzadik Tachten, Momata Lamaila. So Binyamin connects Bria with Atzilus. Meaning, he elevates Bria to the level of Atzilus. That's Tzadik Tachten. Yosef, the higher level of Tzadik, brings Atzilus into Bria. And Binyamin's Avedis is to bring Bria into Yetzira. Now, in order for, when Yosef's level comes down into Bria, you need a keli for it. You need a vessel for it. If you're not going to be a vessel, it's not going to last. Like the lighter, right? So you need a keli. So Binyamin, when the person elevates himself from Momata Lamaila, from lower to higher, they refine themselves, then they become a vessel for it. So you need Yosef and Binyamin. By the way, which is interesting, the Mishkan was by Yosef and the Beis HaMikdash was by Binyamin. And that's why Chassidus explains, Chassidus explains, the Rebbe has in the Sicha, why was Binyamin, why was the Beis HaMikdash in the Chelek of Binyamin? Why was the Beis HaMikdash in the Chelek of Binyamin? I mean, geographically, really, it's like Yerushalayim belonged to nobody. But why was it geographically in the Chelek of Binyamin? So it says in Chassidus that Binyamin was the only one that didn't sin in Mechiras Yosef. He wasn't there. So he didn't sell Yosef. So Binyamin, in that respect, didn't sin. So he was a level of a tzaddik. The other brothers, everybody of them was involved one way or another. So they were the level of Bali Tshuva. Because when they came to Mitzrayim, they regretted what they did. So they're the level of Bali Tshuva. Right? So Chassidus explains that even though the level of Bali Tshuva is greater than a tzaddik, but in certain revelations from above, like the Beis HaMikdash, it has to be through the level of tzaddik, not Bali Tshuva. Each one has an advantage. Tzaddik over Bali Tshuva, Bali Tshuva over tzaddik. In fact, it's interesting. In the Gemara in Brachas, there's an argument between two Amiroim, who's greater, tzaddik or Bali Tshuva. According to the rules of Shas, the halacha is supposed to be like the opinion, based on who says it, the halacha is supposed to be like the opinion that says the tzaddik is greater. But the Rambam paskins that a Bali Tshuva is greater. And there's a whole long order from the Rebbe in many places that why the Rambam paskins like seemingly not the rule of Shas in the level of a Bali Tshuva. Then the Bali Tshuva is greater. But then you come back to this point. As far as Beis HaMikdash is concerned, the revelation of Hashem, Mo'mailo Lamato, that had to be Binyamin. Mo'mailo Lamato, Tzadik. Even though Binyamin Tzadik Tachtin, but that's only in comparison to Yosef. But in comparison to the rest of the brothers, he's a Bali Tshuva. I mean, they're Bali Tshuva, and he's a level of a Tzadik, so it's a whole different story.
Thank you, Daniel. Have a good day.
What? Be a good Jew.
Be a good Jew.
No, that it was forget even that not only tzaddik can bring down a lukus in the world through Torah, Bali Asok and business people can do it even more.
Why don't they get up a little bit?